Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Dr. Birnbaum and I are right now chatting with a gentleman by the name of Herbie Pilato. Herbie is a producer, a screenwriter, an author, and a television personality. We were chatting with Herbie off mic before we started the interview, and I have to tell you, I am very, very interested in what he has to say in terms of our goal, our mantra, which is eliminating dissension in the United States, making the U.S. a much more equal environment than it's been in the past. Frieda, take it away.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on our show, a great guest that we have today. And, you know, what is the sound? Love is all around us. This is something that reminds us of who? Of course, Mary Tyler Moore. Can you sing that song, Herbie, for me? I don't know how to sing too well. How does it go?
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Da 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 da.
There you go.
He has a good voice. I'll tell you the truth. Maybe that's another profession for you. But you know, we're talking absolutely. You know, we're talking about Mary Tyler Moore, and we think about this huge smile. And as I'm reading about her biography with you, underneath it all, she didn't have such a huge smile. But what's important also is that she came in during the women's movement, and she changed the image of discrimination, which is a big part of our show, about how women are being looked at that time. She was powerful, strong, ambitious, in real life motivated and driven, yet she discriminated against herself more than anybody else. Can you tell us what that was all about, her self-esteem and her lack of feeling good about this real person who was so powerful?
Wow, that is a loaded question, and you hit all the right points. What I tried to do with this book, Mary, the Mary Tyler Moore story, was really explore the complicated person that she was, because she was very complicated, and yet she was a good person who did so much for so many. She was, you know, diagnosed with diabetes, right? She came along in 1970. The show began in 1970, 50 years ago, which I can't believe. And she was diagnosed with diabetes at that time. And so ultimately she became the representative, the public representative for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. She was an animal advocate. She did so much charity work, and yet there was a lack of self-love that she had for herself. That most likely all stemmed from the very strict upbringing that she had with her parents. Number one, her mother was an alcoholic, and her father did not want her to get into the industry as an actress. And she was sexually abused as a little girl by a neighbor when they lived in Brooklyn, New York in the early years. So she had it tough. And somehow, some way, she did make the rest of us smile, but she felt she always wasn't good enough as a performer. She always never was happy with the way she looked, which is an artistic thing for a lot of people. And let me be clear that we all have issues. I'm not a perfect person. I've never met a perfect person. But when you're in the public eye, whatever issues you may have are exacerbated.
You know, let me say one thing about that, Herbie, that I find to be very interesting. You know, Dr. Birnbaum has been practicing as a clinical psychologist now, PhD, for about 30 years, and it's really a shame that Mary Tyler Moore didn't get hooked up with somebody like Frieda, because I got to tell you, there is nothing in the world that is worse than not being able to take the talent that God gave you and really make the world a better place. Mary Tyler Moore, however, as a woman, I have to say, did an awful lot. She didn't sit back, feel sorry for herself. She really furthered the cause of women. And that's the one thing that we are trying to do in terms of bringing out what everybody who is a whatever has a problem, whether they're minorities or whatever, what they have to do for themselves. Herbie, we have never talked with any African-American individual who feels that they are being taken advantage of. All of the ones that we talked about, who we talk with, work like hell to get away from anything other than being a good example for their fellow man. Any comments on that?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, Oprah Winfrey, who was inspired along with, you know, millions of other women of all colors by the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and
right.
She always talks about that. All I can say is, again, we all have issues. Nobody's perfect. And with particular regard to Mary Tyler Moore, had there been the kind of therapy that there is today for all the issues that all of us have, or that anybody goes through, she probably would have gotten through being sexually abused. She probably didn't address that ever in any psychological way until much later in life. So there was that. But, you know, she didn't set out to do this show about, hey, I'm going to start doing a sitcom about female empowerment and it's going to change the lot. It just happened. So I think it's really best when all of us do not victimize ourselves with whatever issues we may have, and we rise above it. And as long as we believe in ourselves and try not to follow certain movement just because it's cool, or just because we're afraid not to follow it, because we're afraid to speak our own minds, none of that is good. I believe everybody should be respected for their opinion, but I also believe that we need to rise above our issues and that we need to use them to make us stronger individuals and groups. And by the way, I only believe there's one race, and that's the human race.
Absolutely, I definitely agree with you. You know, she was one of the most driven and successful entertainers of our times. And yet, she didn't have too many friends. She was constantly having plastic surgery. And she was very, very driven to be this star. So let's look at this and talk about the contradictions in her life of who she presented herself to be and who she really was underneath all of this.
Yeah, it's interesting because people would approach her fans on the street all the time and say, boy, I loved you on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I wish I was as nice as Mary Richards. And she would say, yeah, well, so do I, you know. So she knew, you know, there was this darker side to her. It's one of the reasons why she was cast in Ordinary People, which was the Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe Award-winning film that she starred in years after the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Robert Redford, who was a friend of hers, actually they were neighbors in Malibu, directed Ordinary People, and he cast her because he saw there was a dark side in her. And many felt that dark side that she showed in Ordinary People, the story of a mother who loses a son to suicide, was really closer to who Mary was in real life. You know, look, when you're in, again, the public eye, every move you make is going to be judged. And it's very difficult to live up to a fictional personality like Mary Richards, or Laura Petrie, for that matter, when she played that on the Dick Van Dyke Show. So that's, TV characters are not reality, okay? And many times we confuse, or the public confuses, TV characters with the actors who play them, and we need to give the actors who play them
Herbie, we got to take a real quick. We got to take a real quick commercial break here. You have brought up a very interesting subject that we're going to delve into in as much depth as we possibly can in the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We'll be right back. Talking about Herbie's book, which is a great example of how you can rise above the adversity that life throws your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Well, you know, Herbie, you're a great guest, and you've also been doing many things yourself, volunteering for the homeless, the ministry to help clothe and feed the homeless. And, you know, before we talk about that, it's a message also that we need to give to the listeners that what it's like to actually help yourself and what we can do. And I was talking before the show to Al about us helping ourselves. Nobody can tell us who we are and what we need. So we need to be able to identify depression, anxiety, and change our lives. Yesterday, there are therapists to go to speak about it. We need to also be able to know that other than help outside, we need to change our lives in such a way that can make a difference individually, collectively as a group, and what Al and I are doing and what you're doing in the communities and the countries around us. We don't live in a place where we are stuck anymore. We don't have to listen to what people are telling us. We can make changes, and that's what's so vital about our program today as well. So I just wanted to ask you, how is it going? What is it that you're doing to make a difference right now?
Well, I've always tried to make a difference. I never really thought that, you know, I would get into any industry, whatever it is, and not make a difference. I knew that I'd be in the public eye in some level, so I wanted to definitely use that platform to bring light and love in some capacity to the world. I served as primary caregiver for both of my parents, and that's when I started writing, because originally I wanted to be a sitcom star. And that all changed when my parents got older and they got ill, and I returned to my hometown of Rochester and cared for them. And in the process of caring for them, that's when I started writing. I said, well, if I can't be the star of a TV comedy, at least I can write about television, all different kinds of television, and that's what I did with my books. But I did not want to write hurtful, mean-spirited exposés. That's not my MO, and that's one of the reasons why I formed the Classic TV Preservation Society, the nonprofit that speaks to the positive message of all classic television shows, that people became attorneys because of Perry Mason, people became doctors because of Marcus Welby, and families learned to talk better and to better communicate because of the Brady Bunch and the Waltons and Father Knows Best. So I wanted to do something positive. Now, that isn't to say that I don't address, you know, controversial issues in my books or on my TV show. I address those, all different topics, but I try to address every topic with dignity and respect for all people, and to somehow show that whatever issues, again, that we have can lead to growth and better communication between all people.
You know, communication, Herbie, is the most important thing in the world. I wish that we had more accurate communication in the United States right now, because what I sense that you're saying is that most people are probably pretty good. You know, they are just, they get influenced by other people who have an ulterior motive, and that's what's making our country, putting us in such a shamble right now. I was talking with a fellow last night who just moved up from Los Angeles, and he said, you know, I said, why did you move? He lived in Thousand Oaks. And he said, you know, I just couldn't handle the society down there. Herbie, people like yourself and hopefully Dr. Birnbaum and myself are doing everything that we can to make society a better place. In your opinion, sir, why does everybody have to do that?
Well, there's no other way to be. I mean, I have a large social media presence, and I'm always posting, because I am a communicator, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram, wherever. But I always say that whoever's on my page, no negative talk. I don't give a flying fig what you are, conservative, Democrat, black, white, Vulcan, Italian, whatever. I do not want to hear any attacks on personalities or any human being on my site. That is not what I want to do. It has nothing to do with bringing the world, the country together. The only thing that matters is kindness. If you have a difference of opinion, speak with kindness. Speak with respect. Tell me about it. Let's talk about it. But don't you start divisive remarks, because number one, your remarks will be deleted, and number two, you'll be defriended, because I don't want to deal with it. You know, it's not the way I was raised. I was raised in a beautiful, big Italian family that welcomed everybody into our home who was kind. And it didn't matter what they were, or what they believed, or what they looked like. All we cared about is being kind, and I try to live that to this day.
Absolutely. You know, people come to me as victims, and then you stay a victim. And what we see is that the image of who you portray yourself to be is what stays with you. And today, as seeing leaders, people of all colors, of all nationalities, coming to our show, we're portraying a different image to the public of who people really are and what they've really been doing, people like yourself, who've been motivated to help others and to show a different perspective of, you're talking about Mary Tyler Moore, but you're really talking about yourself too, because we identify with the people in our lives that we connect to. So there's something in her that brought you together, your motivation, your need to help other people, to make a difference. And yes, we all have things in our lives that we have to push forward and thrive through. But that makes us stronger as well. It's not what we get in life, but it's how we cope with what it is that we get. And you've coped extremely well. I appreciate your profile on talking about this individual, Mary Tyler Moore, to help other people identify with this as well. And hopefully you'll write another book and another profile about a leader in the field as well, because we all have to push through our hard times to get to our easier times, and no one is excluded. And the more you push, the more you get. So let's make a difference. Let's keep pushing and keeping our image intact. Thank you so much for being on our show. It was a real pleasure, but Al wants to have a few words as well.
Yeah, Herbie, just 1 second. We've got a minute left, sir. Please wrap up your philosophy on life and what you're doing to make the world a better place. Got about 50 seconds, sir.
Okay, here we go. I wake up every day and I say, okay, I ask myself that. How can I make this world a better place? And I know that even just a kind word, whether it's in person or somewhere on social media or on a show like this, can change people's lives. I know it. Because when we leave this world, all the love that we've shared in this world, all the joy, we get to take with us. All the other stuff, dead, never gets to heaven. And I want to make sure that I bring a lot of love to heaven where I can relive it again and again.
Can you sing this song again for us one more time? I have to hear you sing that song. Love is all around us. We want to end with that song. Go ahead.
Who can turn the world on with a smile?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The political fallout is underway over the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg died at her Washington home yesterday from pancreatic cancer. She was 87. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement that President Trump's pick will get a vote. That pick, by the way, expected in the coming days, according to reports. McConnell's stance is different from 4 years ago when he blocked President Obama's pick to fill the seat of Antonin Scalia when he died, citing that the next elected president should get the choice. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said that is what should happen in 2020.
That's the position the United States Senate must take today, and the election is only 46 days off. I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days. And the average is closer to 70 days.
This is USA Radio News. A firefighter died while fighting the wildfire sparked by a gender reveal party in California. The firefighter who was battling the El Dorado fire was the 26th person to die in blazes that have consumed the Golden State. He was killed Thursday while working in the San Bernardino National Forest. A spokesman for CAL FIRE said criminal charges were being considered before the firefighter's death, but would not be filed before the fire was extinguished. The El Dorado fire was two-thirds contained as of yesterday. The Caribbean nation of Barbados says it's time to remove Queen Elizabeth II as its head of state and become a republic. The former British colony achieved independence in 1966 and is a parliamentary democracy and a constitutional monarchy. The Queen was mostly Barbados' symbolic head of state. The vast majority of that country's population is black, with ancestry traced to enslaved Africans brought there by the British in the 17th century. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Second half of KER Politics. By the way, we are changing the name of this particular segment forever in the future. We want to stress the fact that we are devoted entirely to making the political climate in the United States more beneficial and much more equal. We're starting out with a guest who I believe is also from the neck of the woods that Frieda is from. His name is David Winkler. He's a GOP policy and legislative strategist. He is a political commentator, veteran associate, a former nonprofit CEO, and he has done a fair amount of keynote speaking. Frieda, before you jump in, could you please elaborate on exactly what you do, Mr. Winkler?
I work with the NJGOP over here, or the New Jersey GOP. I work with a lot of different candidates. Particularly what I do is I deal more along the side with minority issues, so things like with the Latino community and the Black community, and help our candidates really understand how to get after our issues. And so I work also with the Blexit and Lexit movement in New Jersey as well. I'm also, as I said, a former nonprofit leader for the veterans, so I'm getting after all these invisible wounds fights. So we just, the other day, with John Stewart going in front of Congress once again, that's another fight that I'm behind, is to take care of much-needed assistance for our veterans on things that happened in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay, sounds quite wonderful. There's a lot to talk about. We can even use more than this time. But thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, sure. David, I want to stress that Dr. Birnbaum and I are very, very focused right now on simply one facet of our society, and that is equality. I don't necessarily want to talk about Black Lives Matter because I don't know enough. I don't know enough about that organization, and I do consider myself to be a bit of an expert in the area of political organizations, but I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. I haven't reached a decision. If they're behind some of the anarchy and some of the killing, which I don't think they are, but if they are behind some of that, I really can't support that. Can you give an opinion on the anarchy that's going on? I happen to live, David, on the West Coast. I'm about 2 hours north of Seattle. I was down there yesterday for about 6 hours. On the news last night, there is some incredible lethal violence continuing on in Seattle, and I certainly don't support that. How do you feel, sir? I'm actually really upset. It actually hurts me, you know, as I'm half Black and half Latino. So, you know, I'm stuck in between both these realms and just, you know, to see, and I agree with you, sir, on your assessment. BLM has been hijacked. It's been hijacked by, what I would consider Antifa types or, you know, just anarchists who are taking social justice and racial equality kind of movements and taking it to, just doing some horrendous acts. I don't believe it's going to stop unless, you know, we actually start to empower the police officers, empower both at the local level and the federal level to squash it. But, you know, it's just insane because it just makes my job harder to try to bring empowerment to the low-income communities, to the impoverished, just the minority communities in general that need help. They need a message of empowerment and not victimization. If we're going to sit here and talk about true equality, we got to remove that victim mentality. So, as I said, it just hurts me because I'm trying to help out the minority communities, and it's this kind of behavior really just distracts from what we're trying to do here.
You know, it's extremely fascinating what's going on in our country today, David. You, as someone who is really grossly involved as a former Republican congressional candidate in New Jersey, who'll be running the New Jersey 32nd District State Assembly seat in 2021, and you're a political commentator for Black Conservative Talk and Headline Politics. So you are someone who's really immersed in the lives today, Black and white and Latino as well. How can we make our lives more secure in a way that's different than what's going on in the environment around us?
In sense of security, I would have to kind of ask more elaboration on that.
Well, to elaborate on that, we're looking at the fact that Black lives are three times more at risk. People are killed by police more than white people. They're not secure. We're talking about the fact that policemen who are shot while they're sitting in a car, this happened a few days ago, they're not secure. So it's going on all around us, Black and white and brown and you name it, in our country, where there's just lack of security in the cities, now in the suburbs, urban areas people are moving to. You can't hide. So security is really at risk today more than ever.
So I guess my answer would be simply this is, and it's what I do here all the time. I try to remove the weaponization of identity politics, right, and the profitability of it as well. It's not only just the weaponization. People are literally creating businesses off this and profiting off of it, which is feeding into the divide. There are a lot of people that are sick and tired from both sides that are like, there is nothing wrong with either being white or being black, and we want to get along and we want to coexist. But there's these players that want to keep doing this. And it's making, you know, things of safety issues happen, you know, with, you know, police officers that can't sit in their car without being ambushed, or their perception. Because I don't necessarily agree with the black community three times, because I've done all these statistics and looked at all of it. But I would say that there's a perception that police officers are targeting black people more than white people. But when we really break down statistics, it's not that way. But it's, to me, everything goes to people trying to profit right now off of it, and people trying to weaponize it as political platforms. If they're not actual policies, they're just a political style strategy to get people enraged and attack Trump or attack Biden or whatever. It's got to stop. And until we stand up and we be adults and we be mature from both sides of the aisle, and I always talk about this, we need a third party. We need something in the middle that sits there and you know, says, hey, sit down, Democrats, sit down, Republicans, you know, almost like a timeout chair. And we need to bring back stability to America. But right now, if we're going to keep these partisan politics from both sides, it's just going to get worse, man.
Got about 30 seconds left. Please do, please wrap it up for us.
Well, I totally agree with you, David. Would you like to run for that position?
I've been exploring that option. So quite recently, I've made it known to my chairs that I don't want the partisan, style politics. I'm looking at most likely for that seat, I will be going in the middle, independent, and I'm going to try to unify both the parties and bring them back to some normalcy.
Well, we would love to hear more about that for sure. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it. And I know by everything you're saying, you could make that work.
Dr. Birnbaum, we got about 50 seconds left here. What do you think about what Mr. Winkler just said? I thought it was a very admirable, intelligent comment.
Absolutely. You know, till we as citizens have more to say and keep it from being political, there will be discord. Instead of being silenced and rioting, we need to have open discussion where we can listen to each other. Absolutely. That's the only way to go.
You know, that really is the only way to go, and that's what we're trying to do with the new direction of our particular program. Mr. Winkler, I got to tell you, David, you are a great guest. We're going to continue with you here in the next segment, and we are certainly going to have you on the program again. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Extend your love.
Endovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. Remember, this name is going to be changed from KER Politics to something more symbolic of how to make things better in politics. Our guests are certainly bringing this up very, very emphatically. Most of our guests have exceeded in their particular areas. They are making America a better place. And Mr. Winkler, our guest right now, is certainly doing that. Frida, please take over.
Well, David Winkler is someone who is a former Republican congressional candidate in New Jersey. He'll be running the New Jersey 32nd District State Assembly seat in 2021. Political commentator for Black Conservative Talk and Headline Politics. You're very immersed in changing and helping America with the chaos we're in today. You're very invested in this. So I really like to know, you know, as someone who served the United States Army and is an ambassador, been featured frequently on live television as a member of the U.S. Armed Force, and you have been engaged in the Color Guard and the ringing of the bell at the Stock Exchange for New York, what do you think is most important for people to know and to be inspired today rather than to be victimized about success?
As I said, I think there's a lot of exciting movements going on here. I'm really happy to be part of the Black Conservative Movement because we stand for unification. So we're going to try to close this divide, you know, through empowerment movements, removing the victimization card, replacing it with empowerment. We've already seen it through President Trump's, policies. We've seen it through school choice, through opportunity zones, through the revitalization of, low-income communities, you name it. This is what it looks like. All right, this is us going into these communities and starting to, build them up, trying to remove those big sweeping programs from the Democrat Party and build, independence from the government, not just dependence through, welfare, HUD, SNAP, all those programs that have divided our families. And we're also going to work on trying to bring the Black fathers home to the families as well. So it's a lot of exciting stuff going on here. So, and a lot of that comes from my military style leadership that I've learned.
We are in need, desperately in need of people like yourself. to bring this country together. And this is exactly what we're trying to do with this program. But you know, David, you served as an infantry, a non-commissioned officer during combat deployments in the United States Marine Corps. Can you tell us what that was like for you?
As I said, I got to serve in a lot of historic units. One of that was the 7th Regiment that comes, you know, that has people or icons like Chesty Puller, John Bastalone, Ira Hayes. Even today, to where we'd have, you know, numerous Navy Cross recipients. But it was a huge test of myself, my leadership capabilities, as well as just, you know, going through all that pain of war of going through Fallujah and you know, going to Helmand Province in 2008 for the surge, where I lost a lot of, you know, great men on the battlefield, and then some to suicides afterwards. But it made me who I am today to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to continue to give back everything I can to the communities here and not take anything for granted here, especially, you know, the United States and how great this country is.
David, what I'd like to ask you is, we talked about this once before off mic, but I'd like to have you repeat it if you wouldn't mind. My question is, I have a lot of time for equality. I don't care if a person is black, white, brown, Latino, it makes no difference to me. I was brought up that way, and at my age, that'll never change. I have some questions about Black Lives Matter, and that is, I wonder if the organization, which I think started out as a very, very credible, caring organization, has been hijacked. Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yes, I believe that it was hijacked. Not only that, but I also believe that it also came in from within inside the BLM movement. I always tell people, if you want to know more about nonprofits in general, you always have to refer to the mission statements. And that's what we take issue with as a minority community, not the words Black Lives Matter. Nobody, white, black, or in between, has a problem with the words Black Lives Matter.
Nope.
It's the kind of toxic femininity, you know, where we're sitting here, we're saying we want to remove the patriarchy. Going to remove the black father from the homes, and then that kind of behavior goes against the message that we're trying to send. And then out there in the community, you have the Antifa types that are taking over these peaceful protests, and they're taking it away from racial equality movements, and getting after, you know, the much needed reforms with police.
During the break, also, you had mentioned that you were considering being a liaison between the Democratic and the Republican Party, coming together, neutral way of creating peace, which should be non-political. That was extremely inspiring, and we would love it for you to come back and tell us about that progress that you're making with that. Can you tell us a little bit about that, David?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think America as a whole is tired of the partisan politics, you know, where the left attacks the right, right attacks the left. And we need to have some middle ground here, where we say, hey, we got good ideas from both sides of the table here. Let's go ahead and execute that and bring some sort of civility back. All right. And we don't need to be at each other's throats as Americans. We're Americans first and, you know, parties second or third, right? We don't need to be at each other's throats. So, yes, I will be in the middle trying to heal our communities.
David, I want to say one thing about that. Number one, that's very admirable. I agree with you 100% in your defined effort there. I think I would personally do anything I could to support you, and I know Dr. Birnbaum would actually do the same thing. I was very, very disappointed yesterday. I saw an interview with LeBron James, and, you know, he's probably – I'm a real NBA fan, David, and I got to tell you, LeBron James is probably right at the top of the list of the three best basketball players who have ever played the game. I saw too much anger coming out of him personally, and I think he's only hurting himself when he's doing that. Any comments?
I you know, this whole movement between the MLB, the NFL, the NBA, you know, players speaking out, I think is, I mean, obviously they're within their constitutional rights to do so. The problem is it's creating further divisiveness instead of unification message. And I wish, you know, LeBron James would be a better role model in that area to be able to bring the black and white communities together, because that's something that, you know, Michael Jordan would have done if he was still around on the court. And anybody that knows Michael Jordan, he's a Republican, by the way. But he would have brought people together.
I don't know if we are as diverse in feelings as we used to be. I think white people are also marching, and it's wonderful to see protesting, not rioting, of course. But, you know, we are in a situation, even with all that, and that's some progress at least, there's this huge divide and hatred among people who have been victimized or feel victimization. And do you think we're in danger of containing what America is today?
I believe I don't think we're ever in danger of losing, you know, the American way of life. There are going to be voices, and we're seeing it now. I mean, I work with Ken Klasick over there in Baltimore. She's a profound voice to bringing back unification. You have a lot of leaders that are stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, enough is enough. Let's go ahead and bring it together. But I don't think that what we're seeing right now is a true reflection of America. I think that we sometimes act like a dysfunctional family. But we're going to eventually get back to, you know, America being unified.
David, I agree with you 100%. We're going to get you back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Read all the background information that we put up on our site about David Winkler, a great American.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.